Bill Blashley, Woody Page, Justin Tinsley, Kevin Clark. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Woo. How the Woo. Arizona Diamondbacks, worst team in baseball 2 years ago, went into Philly and turned away the Phillies. How they went into Philadelphia and muted Philadelphians. That's a miracle. Also, tonight, Victor Wembanyama game number one. Could tonight be a remember where you were night in NBA debuts? Let's go around the horn.
Tonight's gonna be yes.
Guys, remember where you were with LeBron James? Bill, you remember where you were with Austin Reeves? Could tonight be that for Victor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Laker,
Austin Reeves.
The how for the Arizona Diamondbacks even applies in September when they were losing out, backing into the playoffs with 84 wins and a negative run differential. How they went down 0-2, how they went down 3-2, going to Philadelphia, the best home field advantage in the sport, and stuck it to everybody. The Road 7 win with rookie Brandon Faught starting and rookie Corbin Carroll delivering the key hits. Diamondbacks sending Philly and all those great bats and great vibes out for their second franchise trip to the World Series ever. Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you. How did this happen?
Well, I'm on the record. I was on the record for not believing in the Diamondbacks.
Thank you for the audience, yes.
But I believe now. Oh, my goodness. They stole this game, literally. Four stolen bases. Sacrifice fly. Sacrifice bunt. Ground ball single. A combination of the new rules and old school baseball. Corbin Carroll. The youngest rookie to have three hits and two stolen bases in a playoff game since Ty Cobb. Right. The Ginkle and Seawald haven't allowed a run in the postseason. They took it from him. They literally took it from him.
Woody Page, how did this happen?
It was a choke job. They lost all of their inhalation of oxygen, Bill. It wasn't about the Diamondbacks winning. It was about when you have your top four hitters, Turner, Castellanos, Schwarber, Bryce Harper, and they go 1-for-28 in the last two games, one home run. They're playing in a phone booth in Philadelphia in front of a raucous crowd, and they can't even win one of those two games. This was one of the major gag jobs I've ever seen in baseball, and we watched it right in front of our eyes last night. Yes, Arizona plays the stolen base game. They play the hit-and-run type game, but Philadelphia beat you with power, and they swung last night like they were stealing cookie dough all night. That's exactly the way it looked. They just totally blew this series.
Justin Tinsley, how did this happen?
You don't just choke when you blow the last two games. Excuse me, last two games at home, we have a 3-2 advantage in the series. You don't just choke when Castellanos goes 0 for his last 24 in the series. You don't just choke when Trey Turner goes 0 for his last 12 in the last three games. Arizona took those games. And better yet, they made Philly forget who they were. Corbin was the straw that stirred the drink last night. He went 3-for-4. But I have to salute Kevin Ginkle. He came in the seventh with runners on first and second. All the momentum is with Philly at that point. He gets two flyouts in the seventh and then mows down the side in the eighth. That was the kiss of death. That was a legendary moment in Diamondbacks lore. And that's why they're in the World Series right now.
And Kevin Clark, you heard Woody thinks this is a choke from Philadelphia. Plaschke and Tinsley are here to praise the Diamondbacks. How'd you see it last night?
The Phillies let them take it. One of the worst runners in scoring position hit record maybe in the history of modern baseball when you're looking at an elimination game. The last 17 batters came away without a hit. The Washington Post reported Miles Teller was visibly emotional. Philadelphia was ready to explode. Like this is a choke. This is Arizona, all credit to them, but Philadelphia could have had any of their stars do anything last night, and it's a completely different story.
Plaschke, I'll let you back in once again because you were the person who saw it so far in advance when you predict the Dodgers to sweep the Diamondbacks. But again, this Arizona team and what turned for them from the end of September to now.
It's the bullpen. The bullpen's totally remade. Thompson's new. Seawald's new. The bullpen's totally remade. And the young guys just played mindless. They played out of their minds. When they swept the Dodgers, I was stunned. Remember, they also swept the Milwaukee Brewers and the Dodgers. They came back from 3-2 to beat the Phillies. They're for real.
And now, an Arizona-Texas World Series, which nobody had. An 84-win wildcard team versus a 90-win wildcard team. These were two of the three worst teams in baseball just 2 years ago. Arizona was tied for the worst record, and then Texas had the third worst record. It is the fewest combined wins this season to meet a World Series since anybody? Anybody?
Ever.
Ever. That is exactly right, Bill Flashy, with a couple virus and war seasons thrown out. Kevin Clark, what does that mean, and is that good or maybe not ideal for the sport of baseball?
This is modern baseball. You're not going to get the two best teams playing in the World Series anymore. This isn't the divisional setup. It's not the 60s where it was just two teams and they'd play after one regular season and they just line them up. This is chaos. This can be March Madness. Sell these guys. There's young stars in the World Series. It's up to MLB marketing. Sell these guys. Make them famous.
Okay, but you admit this is not the two best teams in baseball from the first 6 months of the season. Is that a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing. The tournament and the regular season are completely different things. If you're going to expand the playoffs and there's no turning back there, this is fine. Embrace the chaos. Embrace the short, small sample size nature of baseball. You cannot get a full picture, so you might as well get a fun picture.
Justin Tinsley, how do you see it?
Okay, good or bad for baseball. Let's run through the teams that have been eliminated. The Dodgers swept. The Braves demolished. Last year's two World Series participants, the Astros and the Phillies, got swept in Game 7. So I have to say this to everybody looking at this, like, oh, this is going to be a boring World Series. Don't let your unfamiliarity with these two teams block you from some really good baseball. And as Kevin just said, this is on the marketing department for Major League Baseball. You have young stars. You have great storylines. You got the Diamondbacks in the most improbable run since probably the 87 Twins with Texas. Garcia, he has a star turn. He just had 15 runs batted in the championship series. This is one of the all-time great postseasons. So you have to pay attention to this because this is a great, great series.
Woody Page, is that how you see it?
Yes, I love the series. I love the World Series every year. I'll watch it, whoever teams might be in there. I come from the school of let other people win it. It doesn't have to be Houston. It doesn't have to be Atlanta or the Phillies. They've been there often enough. I think it's time for the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Texas against Arizona. You've got those two adjoining states there. Why not? And these two teams, Kevin, I disagree with you. You said the best two teams didn't win. The best two teams are there at the end. That's just like the show. The best two people here are in the showdown. Doesn't mean what you did in the first section. I like the series. I love watching Garcia. We want to see what antics he does. We want to see the stolen bases by the Diamondbacks. It's going to be a fun series.
I don't want to correct you on this, Woody, but I believe there's a New Mexico in between Arizona and Texas that you forgot about right there for a second. Bill Plaschke, just to get back to brass tacks here, you play 6 months. You play long, long amounts of times with an idea of who the best team is, and now we have completely different teams in the World Series. Is that good or not so ideal for baseball?
That's tremendous. Baseball has the most pressurized postseason in all of sports. If you can survive it, you deserve to be there. And this is weird. And I'm so sick. I don't want to hear the East Coast elite saying, I don't want to watch this, bad ratings. I don't care what the ratings are. This is great for baseball. This will be the sixth World Series win, different World Series winner in the last 6 years. These are two teams that lost 100 games 2 years ago. One team's got five All-Star starters and a Hall of Fame manager. The other team's got a bunch of young players. This will be a blast. I don't care if you're not watching. I'm watching.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've been horned. We'll move on. Nuggets 119, Lakers 107. It was banner night, and on banner night, Denver got the ring. They got the bling. They put up the banner, and they picked up right where they left off. The parentage of the Lakers did not come up, but Jokic opening night triple-double suggests we don't need Maury Povich for that question. As for the Lakers, LeBron mids restriction, and Anthony Davis was shut out from scoring in the second half. He said they started double-teaming. I got to shoot more. Woody, you focusing on the Nuggets night or the Lakers night?
Well, I wrote my column today, and still, the heavyweight champions of the entire world, the Denver Nuggets. But I will concentrate on the Lakers because Anthony Davis said on Media Day, we're ready for them. We can't wait for this game. that they've been doing all the talking. LeBron and I have gotten together, and we're ready to go into this game. Well, guess what AD had in the second point? He had the same amount of points as I did, zero. And so you want to talk about the Lakers, Bill, and what they're going to accomplish this year? The Nuggets have the same five starters back. They were all in double-digit numbers. Well, you're going to always protect the Lakers, but I tell you what, everybody's made moves in the Western Conference. The Nuggets have stayed the same, and that same won them a championship last year, and they could do it again this year.
Bill Plaschke.
One game in, and I'm already fed up with Anthony Davis. I'm sick of him. I am sick of writing about his inconsistency. He was a minus 17, and you saw his quotes after the game. He was double-teamed. He had to throw to the other players. He should shoot more. I've heard this stuff for 4 or 5 years. This is ridiculous. If LeBron's going to play 29 minutes a game and be on a minutes restriction, AD better step up for the Lakers. They have no chance.
Well, I'm glad. You're sick of Anthony Davis. Have you asked Anthony if he's sick of you, Bill Plaschke? Kevin Clark, I turn to you now, please.
The good news is the Lakers are going to get their Nuggets rivalry. They talked all offseason about them. The bad news is they don't want that rivalry. The Nuggets have now won 6 straight of these games. They're on another level, and Anthony Davis couldn't do anything in the second half, and I couldn't believe, just like Bill Plaschke, I could not believe his excuses. Oh, they crowded the paint. They double-teamed him. You're a franchise player. You got to do a little better than that, buddy.
And Justin Tinsley, take away from game one.
This is just game one of 82, but we all know all games are not weighed equally. If you want to be an MVP player, if you want to be a top 3 to 5 player in this league, you have to show up for the games against the Jokers, the Embiids, the Giannises of the world. Look, I think AD is going to have a great season, but when you talk all offseason the way you did with the big contract extension, LeBron trying to give you the keys to the entire dealership, look, if you're going scoreless in the second half, yeah, those who's your daddy chants are justified. Mm-hmm.
Plaschke, 29 minutes for LeBron James, and that's what we're going to expect for the season.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, goodness, he's going to be 39 years old, play 21 years. Yes, 29 minutes is what he's good. They should be able to survive with that.
We've been horned, taking a break. Buy ourselves next, and coming up, Victor Wembanyama, game one. Can we get a Wembanyama cam all game? Here's what it would look like. This was posted by NBA. I love this. This is just... I'm ready for this game, like
that's
I said.
A regulation
it's a remember
basketball.
Where you were moment.
My biggest hand is.
For the start of a career.
It's like it's holding a toy ball.
Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
News of the day in the NFL from Cleveland. Browns announcing P.J. Walker will start Sunday versus Seattle. The latest on Deshaun Watson continues to have pain and weakness with movement in his rotator cuff. You know, he tried to play through it last week. He didn't look right. He was sitting on the bench by the end of the game. No practice, he'll rehab it this week. Kevin Clark, what do you buy, what do you sell from all this?
sell a whole lot of the Browns organization right now. If you want to close the door on conspiracy theories about this entire situation, stop contradicting yourself. Every few days, it feels like the story changes. I don't know where it goes from here. I think the most damning part of it is that this Browns organization spent $230 million on Watson, and he doesn't matter to their success. Myles Garrett, that defense, that's what they win and lose by. Whether or not Watson plays is almost irrelevant at this point. This was a reckless decision from the beginning, and now it's a baffling one.
But the decision today to say rehab, no practice, let's take some time off, that, in your mind, is the right decision?
I guess. I mean, it depends how hurt he is. I've been confused every single day of this. If he needs the 4 to 6 weeks, and it sounds like he does from some of the updates, then yeah, give it to him, let him heal, all that stuff. But I just wish they would message this better, because I think they owe it to the fan base, to the NFL, to just tell the truth about what the heck's going on.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, this specific decision, I actually buy. But this is a team that knows they're at a critical moment. They reset the market with that deal. And unless they get some type of production from Deshaun Watson, elite level, excuse me.
Well, I heard it. Yeah.
High level of production from Deshaun Watson. They're in jeopardy of being swallowed up by that market. And what makes it worse, they're a contending team at 4-2 with no clear direction at the position they traded everything for.
Woody Page.
I'm selling everything but the Browns defense. That entire organization is totally disorganized, and they shouldn't have ever given him a fully guaranteed contract after he didn't even play for 2 years, and now they're getting what they deserve for it. But they should put him on injured reserve and just say, take the rest of the year off like you've done in recent years.
Bill Plaschke.
Everybody here is selling it, but the Browns are doing the right thing. They're benching him. They're getting him out of the lineup. They have the worst QBR and worst passer rating in the NFL. It can't be any worse. P.J. Walker led him to 2 victories the last 2 weeks. Sit him down. Sit Watson down for a month if you have to. Protect your investment. I mean, I don't know why anybody's trashing for that. That's the right thing.
We'll move on. Buy or sell to Victor Wembanyama. Game number one tonight. The NBA debut of the number one pick. 7'5", all eyes on him. Could it be a remember where you were moments for the league? He was averaging about 21 minutes per game in the preseason, and it was 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. Do you think he'll get more than 21 minutes tonight versus the Mavericks? Do you think he'll play every game this season like he says he wants to? Bill, what's a fair expectation for tonight?
Well, for tonight, I see him going 25-5. This guy excites me like no other. I can't wait to see him. But as far as playing every game, Tim Duncan, his rookie season, played every game. And his career ended up just fine.
All right.
So I don't see why he can't play every game.
Interesting, because since then, Popovich has taken a different view towards playing guys.
Yes,
wouldn't
he
you
has.
Say? Plaschke, okay. Woody
yes,
Page on the expectation tonight for Wembanyama.
Yes. Well, I'm buying and selling. I'm buying Wimby. I think that he's going to be just as great expectations Charles Dickens had for Pip. Pop's going to have those great expectations for Wimby. But I'm selling the fact that he thinks he's going to play all the games. Popovich was a man who actually started load management years ago when not playing guys in games.
Justin Tinsley.
No Spurs player has played more than 75 games in the season the last 4. So here's hoping Wimby breaks that. But with Dallas being the 24-ranked team in defense last year, I'm going, I'll raise Bill. I'll go 29 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks.
That would be an enormous game. All right, I'm here for this. And Kevin Clark, how about you?
I'm buying Wemby's attitude, but I'm selling Pop, letting him do it. The Vegas over-under is 17.5 points tonight. I am hammering the over. This guy's generational. The highest expectations, basically, of any rookie since LeBron James. The fact he wants to play every night and in every city is aspirational. I love it. It's a great attitude to have. He goes off tonight.
With a college player, or in this case, a player from abroad, the seasons were never 80 games to begin with, right? They were playing 30, 40, 50 games, the expectation for 81. Of course, he's going to come out and say it. He's not going to say, I like to sit once every 5 games. But Popovich plays a different hand anyway. All right, so everybody's going over. Everybody's going over on the numbers for Wembanyama tonight. Flash, Clark went under today in the scores. Page and Tinsley will be our showdown next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Can a Dallas Cowboy call the Philadelphia Eagles number one?
Number one will have to be the Philadelphia Eagles. No one has stopped the tush push yet. I don't believe they have any weaknesses on their team.
Micah Parsons, content king. Every week, we're getting a story from his podcast. Justin, there you go. Can a Cowboy say the Eagles are number one?
No, under no circumstance, even if you are right, you can't say that. Also, where are the Kansas City Chiefs in your thing? Michael, use the podcast for good. Tell Jerry to trade for Derrick Henry.
Woody Page.
I'm not trusting him to say that the Eagles are number one because I agree with you that, Justin, the Kansas City Chiefs have found a defense and a cheerleader, and I don't think they're the best team in the league.
My question to follow up would be, do you trust Micah's power rankings more than Kevin Clark's? That would be a question maybe for a different panelist. We'll move on. Yes.
Yes.
Last night, Suns 108, Warriors 104. Devin Booker 32, Kevin Durant 18. No Beal. And for Golden State, Curry 27 and Chris Paul 14-9 in his debut with the Dubs. The teams combined for an icy 21 of 76 from three. First impressions, Woody Page?
I'm more about the Suns. I think particularly without Beal, and they went into San Francisco and they won that game, and it took, 15 shots for their former teammate to actually come up with some size that he made? You
know? I mean, for me, it's the Suns and their defensive effort. Like, they stifle Golden State on the defensive end a lot. So I have to look at that. So shout out to Frank Vogel.
Looking for defense this year, looking for maybe some depth. And they didn't even have Beal, and that's how they looked. Good win for Phoenix to start the year. We'll move on. NBA rest of schedule, take a look. It's all wide open for you tonight. You might get some new look Celtics. Zion, you going to be on the court again? Maybe. A lot to choose from, Justin. What are you watching for?
No one in America had a messier summer than Zion Williamson, so I'm looking forward to talking about Zion, the basketball player. Please.
Woody Page?
Yeah, I'm glad you're going to watch him tonight because you better enjoy it. That may be the only game you see.
Don't say that, Woody. Don't say that.
I'm going to go all over the menu.
Okay, so you're just going to watch every game. Oh, okay. There was Justin Tinsley, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
My dear home by the sea, Hampton University. I will be home tomorrow. This weekend marks my 15-year anniversary from graduating from Hampton University, speaking on some panels, seeing some old classmates, some old professors. It's always love. All I ask is for everybody to get there safely, have a safe and fun time while we're there, and get back home to our family safely. I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. I love y'all. I love Hampton forever.
Hear that, Woody Page? His 15th college reunion year. His 15th anniversary. This is what he's talking about. This is your 15th anniversary of your 6th year at Around the Horn right now. That's what it is. On a 23.5-hour break, we'll see you tomorrow Around the Horn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.